Today's reading is from Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, beginning in verse 1, says, "And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had arisen. Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. On their return, the apostles told him all they had done. And he took them and withdrew apart to a town called Bethsaida. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, Send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place. But he said to them, You give them something to eat. They said, We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people. For there were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each. And they did so, and had them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing over them. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied, and what was left over was picked up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. Now I'm going to add to this Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. He called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These twelve Jesus sent out, instructing them, Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, nor two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it, and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town." I added Matthew's account because he gives a couple of extra details that I think help us in understanding the situation as these 12 disciples are being sent out. And imagine yourself in this position in which you've been following Jesus. You've heard him for some time at this point, and he gives you the power over spirits and to heal and to even raise the dead, as it states. That's quite a responsibility being put upon them. This was a teaching moment for these disciples. This limited commission, yes, did have a purpose for them to go out there and proclaim the good news about the kingdom, but it was also in order to train these 12 men to work as apostles after Jesus has ascended into heaven. He is teaching them about the mission. He is teaching them about trusting in the Lord for their sustenance and for their daily needs. He's teaching them about the concept of the laborer deserving their food. He teaches them about seeking out those that will listen, and if there are people that aren't listening, then to move on and find others. There's lots of things that he's teaching these disciples at this point. And so when we think about the sending out of these and him telling them, don't take anything with you, he's letting them stand on their own two feet while they do some of the work that Jesus is trying to accomplish in proclaiming the kingdom. This is a moment which will build faith for them, and it's also a moment that tests faith for them. Because when he tells them, don't take anything with you, that's contrary to the way we think. When we go on a long trip, Audrey and I usually have to make lists. We start way ahead of time in writing things down. You know, when we know what clothes to take. You know, we know how many pairs of socks, how many pairs of underwear, how many shirts, how many pants, those types of things based on how long we're going to go. We know those things. But there's all the other little things that are so easily forgotten. Did you get your medicines? Did you get your toothpaste, your toothbrush? You know, did you get your deodorant? You know, when we're packing the trailer that we're going to stay in when we're on vacation, we have to plan out the meals and list out all the ingredients to make sure we get everything. And even after doing all of that planning, almost every time we realize we forgot something. We either have to do without it or we have to go and find a store in order to get that item. Now, that's just the way we are when we plan a trip. And you may not go on a trip using, you know, a travel trailer like we do, but you do something along those lines in planning for a trip. I've got a trip coming up where I'm taking Alex to Florida College. And, you know, we've got our stops along the way planned out, what time we've got to leave, what time we've got to get to certain places, all of those different things. That's the way we think. When we go somewhere, we plan it out. We don't just go with the clothes on our back. But that's what Jesus tells them to do. Go with the clothes on your back. Don't take extra money. Don't ask for money. Don't do anything extra. You know, don't get any sort of payment. You know, the laborer deserves his food. You can get fed. You can stay with people. But don't take extra. It was the testing of their faith. Would they follow that? Would they listen? And so it builds faith, and it was a test of their faith. It could be coincidence that Luke now records Herod the Tetrarch hearing about things going on with Jesus' ministry, but I tend to think that it's probably directly related to what his disciples are doing on this journey, that he's hearing about these things that are happening. So apparently the message is getting out and the message is spreading, and so there's more that's being done than just the people that those disciples talk to directly. Word spreads about what's going on. So God has provided for them along the way, and they have achieved some success in the word getting out. Jesus wants them to learn to trust in God. He wants them to trust that God would provide not only the things that they would need along the way, but the way itself, the open doors along the way. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God. And that's what we need to be doing. Sometimes we're too distracted by all the things we think we need to put our attention to, and we don't put our attention on those spiritual matters that really need the greater amount of attention, both my standing in my spiritual life and spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to those that are around me. When God opens a door, we need to be taking the opportunity. We need to be doing something with it. We think that, well, sharing the gospel has to be some really big thing. You know, maybe something amazing or something showy. Or, you know, a gathering of people. But in reality, the way that the gospel spread was person to person to person. And that's what I'm supposed to be doing as a Christian. That's what all of us are supposed to be doing, is doing our small part in the fabric of the whole kingdom, with everybody doing their part, and then the body grows. So perhaps what we can pray for today is to see the open doors that are in front of us, trust God in all circumstances, and to take advantage of those opportunities. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.